Heyo, what's going on, everybody? Matt Mentley.
And special guest.
Special guest? Holy fuck, you didn't even see it coming. Right in the middle of season four, we got Betsy, who you might know from other podcasts.
Yes, I'm around the podcast block, if you will. Can you hear me?
Right on. I can hear you just fine.
Wonderful.
So thank you for guesting on Dennis Reynolds' An Erotic Life, episode 9 of season 4. So I'm doing these this season with my brothers, releasing them all of this month. You stepped in, came to the bat to guest on this one. Thank you so much, because there's a lot to unpack here.
Do you want to talk about why I'm guesting? Who you lost?
No. We'll get him on at some other point. I don't want to call him out.
All right. But thank you. Thank you for having me. It is a privilege and an honor to be on the Always Sunny podcast with you, Matt. I really appreciate this.
And we might as well just say, like, you're going to do the next season.
Yeah.
Season 5.
Wham, wham, wham,
wham. Oh, man. The excitement. Okay. So let's get into it. Dennis Reynolds and Erotic Life. A good one for you to do, by the way.
This episode is shenanigans. It's just all shenanigans. So you were talking about the opening?
Always the opening. So, her breasts were awesome.
And nubile and taut. So, the opening, Charlie and Dee are arguing about him being... What was he doing even? She was just mad at him?
He was mad at him because of something, I don't know.
Charlie was doing rat traps. He was eating the cheese out of rat traps.
It got out that he was eating the cheese. He also, I guess, has this Dennis Reynolds erotic book that he stole?
All right, I'm going to be a little analytical here because the line... So Dee and Charlie were going back and forth about the rat traps, the cheese, his lifestyle, blah, blah, blah. And then for a second, Dee goes, what's that book in your hand? And then Dennis comes out of nowhere and goes, what book do you guys keep going on and on about? I was like, she literally said one thing about the book, and he's like suddenly like, why are you harboring around about this book? It's like,
fair enough. It was a shortcut, you're saying.
Yeah, they took a lot of shortcuts in this episode. It was
you gotta skip some plot to get to the funnies.
I guess so.
So Dennis is telling his stories, and then at the end, Frank and Mac are just like, well, most of those aren't true. And Dennis is like, no, most of them are true. That one woman in the fountain with the hot dog and the oatmeal, that was all true.
He's going to do something in the fiery blaze of eroticism. He was going to, like, release that to the world because they want to publish this book of... smut, basically?
Yes, made up stories. Did you get the Little Million Pieces reference?
No, I was going to ask about that.
So that was a guy who went on Oprah, and it was this inspiring book, and Oprah was like, buy this guy's book, and he sold a ton of copies, and it came out later, none of those stories were true, and he ate shit, and he went back on Oprah to like apologize. It was pretty crazy.
What year was that?
I don't know, 2000 and whatever.
Oh, I never watched Oprah in my life. Sorry.
That's fair. So they set to make out these stories true, or at least that's their harebrained idea.
Yeah.
In the meantime, the Charlie and Dee
storyline. The one line from the opener, because we kind of went right through that, is Dee and Charlie keep going back and forth, and Mac just leans over and goes, oh my God, shut up. And that's how they, like, segued out of that conversation. They were like, it's going nowhere. So Mac was just like, okay, I'm just going to stop it.
They'll just tell her to shut up.
It really does
cut the scene perfectly. You're right. So we go to Charlie's place.
How did you feel about Dennis reading his erotic book to his father? Because they are brother and sister, and they are Frank's children, yes?
You know what? That's fine. I mean, Frank even says, he's like, I'm all boned up over here.
That's what I wrote. I was like, oh, also that's your son.
Oh, no.
That's an interesting one.
Well, that's fair enough. So we get to Charlie's place, and we get to see how Charlie lives.
Oh, God. This isn't the first time we see their place, right? Because we've seen the who pooped the bed earlier.
You're right. We know that him and Frank sleep with each other. But this is the first time where we get introduced to beer, cat food, and huffing glue.
And peeing in cans? Was that also new.
Yes.
So so he's like, if you want to live this life. So every time something crazy happens where she's like, why do you eat cat food? He's like, I don't know. It makes my stomach feel weird. She's like, why do you need to do that? And he's like, well, you got to huff some glue and eat the cat food so that you can fall asleep. And she's like, why do you need to do that to fall asleep? Because of the cats. Why do the cats? Because of the rat. Like, he always has these, like, these are solutions to my problems, D. I'm not doing this because I want to. Right. I have to do this to live.
Right.
Which is insane.
Well, he was like, I don't know what it does to your system, but it all combines and you just fall asleep.
Yeah, that was a great impression of Charlie.
Huff some glue and eat some cat food.
So she has a terrible night out into the hall with the twins. And then she wakes up and she's like, I know all these things. And he's like, how much glue did you huff? And she's like, same as you. And he's like, that's way too much glue, Dee. Now you know.
You had a glue OD.
That happens pretty regularly, so now you know.
Well, let's get to the part that we have some familiar with. And that is comedy open mics.
Yes.
And we get to see Dee. This is the first time we see Dee do comedy.
Does she do it in the rest of the season?
Like, oh, it becomes a thing.
Oh,
yes.
No.
This is not the last time.
Oh, I mean, I should say, like, I'm currently watching the episodes the same way that Matt is doing them. So, like, I'm new to the show. We didn't say that. So I don't know any of the future stories of these characters. I'm, like, living them for the first time.
Which makes it so much more exciting, because I'm living them for the 1,000th time.
Right.
And it's way fun. So, Dee stand-up, it's not going well. If you can't even get a joke out, Dee,
She almost did, but, I mean, I gotta applaud the actress, because that was some grade-A gagging.
Oh, you're Dee, the actress.
Yes, yeah. I mean, it was phenomenal, her going up there and being all nervous.
Caitlin Olsen.
Yeah, she's great. She's very convincing.
I don't like that gagging.
I mean, gagging is not for everybody. But I'm saying her acting ability was great, because then Charlie goes up.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. That's how she starts.
Howdy, howdy. What a weird one. How's everybody doing? You ever, like, people with earbuds and they're like, oh my God, you're 1/4 robot and 3/4 asshole. But then Charlie goes up because she signed him up. And he's like, oh, what, you do this every night? Why do you do this every night? And then he goes up, and I noticed that they dubbed over Charlie's gagging. Did you notice that?
Kind of, yeah.
He, like, opens his mouth, and there's, like, a Charlie from clearly another place, like, audio gagging.
I guess it was ADR. It did seem that way. But, geez, she is a weird thing. That was great.
And then so her...
So not good stand-up.
Her reason for doing the stand-up is to be a better actor?
Well, she's going towards comedy now. I think we'll see her do more comedy. So there you go.
Well, that was... I loved that.
We're in and we haven't even opened up Sinbad and Rob Thomas. the fucking box.
That is the... I mean, what? What?
It's Always Sunny is one of the best at just getting the most random people, but amazing people. Sinbad's performance, once again, I don't know if I want to speak early on who's going to win.
Who wins the episode?
But, I mean, how could it not be Sinbad in the lead?
I know. He really steals the whole thing. I wish we had a count on how many times he said the word bitch. This is my house now, bitch. You my bitch. I got one eye on you and one eye on Rob Thomas because you're both my bitch. He just said it like every 2 seconds.
Rob Thomas, sing a song.
Shut up. That was probably my favorite line.
All right, let's
get... Sinbad. This is my headshot.
He has his sign up. We'll get to them more. Mac and Frank go to Bon Jovi.
I'm upset at them in this episode.
We have a lot to get to. Dear
so
me.
Much shit happens in this
I'm
episode.
My
but
chair
like,
around here.
I like their plot. Oh, what's up, man? Their plot in this episode is just like so harebrained. It's like hard to keep track.
Yes. I mean, we've discussed it before. Plot is the third. We sometimes don't even go over plot in this show.
It's just a ruse to get to Sinbad. That's all it was. They were like, we got to do something to get him into rehab. Why are we getting into rehab? Oh, I don't know. Maybe he wrote a weird book and like had this story about rehab that wasn't real. Okay, they're going to make it true. Okay, that's how we make this story. All the plot's crazy.
So Mac and Frank go here, and Mac wants to do the cancer thing. He's very clear about this. He wants
Frank
to do
is like, no, if you do, no, like, he's very stern with him.
He is. This is when we're, in season 8 or 9, they don't argue anymore. They're just like, this is how it is. And they're expected just to be assholes.
That's interesting.
Seeing Frank fight with Mac is a little bit like, that's
fine. Well, that's the first rule in improv. Well, not the first rule, but that's what they try to teach you in improv is don't argue every scene. So
there you go.
You know.
So we do learn, too, that all of your hair falls out. So Mac looks like even worse of a dick.
Because his beard's still there. He didn't put a bald cap over his beard. He's like, are you sure? I asked a lot of people. I asked my bald cap guy.
I mean, what the fuck? Mac wants the laser pointer, so he picks it up. He goes, can I have this? She says no. And he goes,
I'm taking it anyway.
I'm taking it anyways.
And then like, Frank keeps trying to go back. She's like, I'm buying this team so we can meet Mr. Bajabovi or whatever he says. He can't say his name. And then he goes, no, we're done with that. We're on to the cancer thing. Clearly he does not have cancer.
He just called it out on the show. That they go to the movie theater and they have this ridiculous scene with the cell phones, dude, and they got a wrong number and they're getting yelled at.
What number are you trying to call? Oh, I'll talk to you afterwards. You're gonna call
dick
back
in front of me. Trying to.
Oh my god.
So Frank goes, Mac, you don't know how hard I have it. So that was kind of the episode, is all the characters except for Dennis being like, you don't know how hard I have it. You should be, you know, living in my shoes. So then that's why they slap that wig onto Mac.
So Mac has a bald cap and a wig on.
He looks terrible.
They both look terrible because Frank put on a wig and they're just... And then everybody ends up at the fountain because everybody has some weird tie to the fountain. Is that a real fountain in Philly that they reference or something?
I have no... You're the Philly expert here compared to me. I've only been to Philadelphia one time.
I'm going next weekend. Whoop, whoop.
Check out the
I'll see
spots.
If there's a fountain. And then, well, before we go to the fountain, Sinbad says, he do whatever I want because he my bitch. Bitch!
So we get to the fountain. And we find, I mean, that's the thing. The fountain kind of falls apart for me until we get to Dennis. Because it's like, what is happening?
Frank's
peeing in the pool.
Mac literally goes, what are we doing here? And I'm wondering the exact same thing. Why is everybody suddenly at the fountain?
I don't know.
Are we learning? I mean, Dee's the only person. She's like, this is my money. So she just turns around and starts collecting coins.
Yeah.
As she should.
And Frank's peeing in it to get back at the
bullies.
Children.
So it's just like all these like half-assed backstories.
So Dennis comes sprinting out like he's disheveled.
Because he has escaped from
he's
the rehab center.
And escaped from Sinbad. And he goes, he explains everything. He's like, Sinbad and
Rob Thomas.
And he's going over the thing and he goes, it's making any sense? Is this making any sense?
No. Do you hear Mac go, Rob Thomas is a douchebag. People eat that shit up. I was like, whoa, calling him out. He's on your set, man.
Well, you know, you got to take a joke if you're going to get invited to this show.
Yeah.
They get back to the rehab center, what they think it is.
And on their way, Charlie says, I hope he's wearing something made out of windbreaker.
And then he goes to Dennis, I hope he will do an autograph for me. And Dennis goes, he will autograph your face into a bloody pulp.
Oh, before they even go in, he's like, oh, well, you got to watch out for Sinbad because, like, a lot of comedians is very angry on the inside. And I was like,
so that's
very
great.
Good. Speaking the truth.
So they figure out Dennis just has a boo-boo on his head.
And then, Charlie, do you realize how excited I was to meet Sinbad? Like, that was the problem. Like, how dare you get my hopes up?
For him, it was, for sure.
After we nail-gunned your hands for the Jesus Christ bullshit that you made up. And then you were like, do we really have to do that?
Mac did that.
I know, but that was... Dennis wrote it into his own story.
He did.
An idiot.
He was asking for it.
Yeah.
So, did you have any other notes? That's all I got.
That's all I had. This was a whirlwind of an episode. Seriously, there's so much shit. Like,
well, let's pick the winner of the episode.
It's Sinbad. I mean, you just, it has to be. It can't be Rob Thomas because his line was actually crappy. He was like, watch it, new meat or something. I was like, no.
I could make it. I mean, I've done the McPoyle twins as winners. I've done dual team winners.
Oh, I don't want
to.
No, it's just, it could have been Sinbad and anybody.
Any 90s, person. Yeah, could have been the guy from Eve 6 or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Or somebody, Gin Blossoms, maybe.
Because he only had one line and it was okay.
Sinbad wins the episode. Wow. Coming out of nowhere.
Does he get a tally on your chart?
Of course. You win. A cat won in season 2. So, yeah. Very, what lines? This is very analytical.
Yes, this is very serious podcasting. Yeah.
What are the lines here?
I had a lot. I mean, that's my whole thing is writing down lines. So I'm curious to know what you wrote down.
Well, the hot dog and the oatmeal, that's true. I think that that's a really funny line.
Yes, I agree.
What did you have?
I had, oh my God, shut up. I had, where were my other ones? He'll do whatever I want because he's my bitch, bitch.
Sinbad lines.
Anything Sinbad said was like the best line of the episode, I think. Or will, sing a song. Shut up.
He will autograph your face into a bloody pulp?
I wasn't a fan of that one. Didn't write that one down.
So you want to give Sinbad the double win here.
I like giving, yes.
What were your other ones? That's all I had.
Yeah. Oh, we're on to the cancer thing now.
That makes me laugh.
It. I mean, how about
anything in that scene?
How about howdy, howdy, howdy with that?
Before she gags, dude.
I'm down for giving D howdy, howdy, howdy the win.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. It's making us laugh now, so it's got to mean something. D.
Oh my God. I want to hate her like I hate Meg and Family Guy, but like the best parts come from those characters sometimes.
She's pretty hilarious. I mean,
she holds
essential
her own.
To the
She holds her own with this group cast. Of dudes. I mean, yeah, girl power, fun. Man.
That's all we got. Thanks for guesting on this one, but don't forget Betsy is back for season 5. She's going to be on the whole thing.
Woo woo woo. Check me out.
Finally made it, kid. Anything else before we go?
Nope, that's it. That's all I got.
All right, sounds good, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for tuning in. And Mark and Paul are back on the next episode, which is Sweet D Has a Heart Attack. So we'll see you then. Goodbye.